Our producer, Anne-Marie Baldonado, books a lot of our movie and TV guests, so we sent her to the Toronto Film Festival to scout out interesting movies and future guests. She saw 20 movies that were at the festival. It started last Thursday and concludes this Saturday. Now that Anne-Marie is back, we asked her to tell us about it. So, Anne-Marie, in the world of film festivals, what's the Toronto Film Festival's niche?
Well, first of all, it's known as a really people-friendly festival. You know, unlike Sundance or Cannes, regular people go to the screenings. Regular people from the city buy the tickets. They line up. And so they're seeing these movies with film critics from around the world and also with studio execs, either people who have films here or people who are looking to buy films to distribute. They're all seeing these movies together. And the rep about Toronto crowds is that they're very generous. You know, just think about if you're a regular film goer and you get to see a movie that no one else has seen and maybe the star of the film is in the theater with you, you're going to be sort of generous to it. And lots of studios like to bring their films here because of the fact that they're probably going to get a better reception than like at a festival where mostly it's film critics in the audience or something. But also it's sort of the unofficial kickoff of the Oscar season. You know, it's the fall and studios release the films that they think are going to be kind of art housey or films that are in Oscar contention. They bring them here and launch them and hope that showing them here to generous crowds can give them a little bit of a buzz and a little bit of a push that will sort of propel them to the end of the year and get their films nominated. And this year in particular, it's important because of the economic climate. There are fewer films. Studios have fewer films that they're releasing. And at the same time, the Oscars have expanded their list of Best Picture nominees from 5 to 10. So, you know, that's a lot of spots to fill. So I think people are thinking if they make a big impact at the Toronto Film Festival, they might be on that list.
Okay. So are there films that are getting that Oscar buzz at the festival?
Yeah, I would say the film that is getting the most buzz is actually my favorite film of the festival, a film called Up in the Air. It's Jason Reitman's third film. Jason Reitman's first two films actually both showed in Toronto and did well. The first is Thank You for Smoking, and the second was Juno, which 2 years ago did really well, Oscar-wise.
The film Up in the Air is based on a novel that I really love by Walter Kern. And the novel, a lot of it is set on an airplane because it's about somebody who has accumulated all these frequent flyer miles and his goal is to get more. And I read the book on an airplane, on several airplanes. And so I just really loved it because there's so many descriptions of like airports and lousy fluorescent lighting in airports and being next to passengers who are talking to you when you don't want to talk and so on. So what's the movie like?
Well, actually, I think Jason Reitman really captures what you're talking about. But he uses the book as a jumping off point. And in a press conference, he was talking about writing the film. He's been writing it for a few years now. The Kern book came out in 2001. And he said when he originally started writing it, I should back up and say that this traveler, the main character of Up in the Air, who's played by George Clooney, his job, he's sort of a corporate hitman. He's the guy that companies hire to do their firing, the character would say, when they don't have the guts to do the firing themselves. So when he started writing this movie a few years ago, you know, it was a different economic time, and he was writing those firing scenes for comedic value because his films always sort of have a comic bent to them. But as he was writing it and the economic climate changed, firing scenes, you know, they're more real now. They're it's more what's going on now. And he couldn't write them that way. So he ended up actually putting ads in local papers where they were filming in different cities in the Midwest, trying to find people who had been downsized, who had been let go. And he uses those interviews with these people who have been laid off throughout the film. And the film, because it deals with corporate downsizing, it just feels like the right film for now. Just sort of seems to fit what's going on in the economic climate.
I'm really glad the adaptation was made because the novel came out just about on September 11th, and everything had changed in terms of airports and flying, and this really kind of funny, perceptive book that had so much to do with flying made no sense anymore.
No, and
so it got lost completely.
Yeah, I think Reitman turned it into something else. And I think he's pretty much a shoo-in to get a nomination for adapted screenplay.
So Up in the Air was your favorite film at the festival. Is there another film or two you'd like to mention that you think our listeners should watch out for?
Well, I did like the Coen brothers film. It's called A Serious Man. It's people are saying that it's their most personal film to date. It's about a college professor in the 1960s, a Jewish college professor who's going through some hard times. His wife wants to leave him. He's having trouble with tenure, and his family doesn't understand him. And it's a film that people are kind of assuming, and probably correctly, that it's the most autobiographical. For one, it features a 13-year-old boy who's getting bar mitzvah, and people sort of assume that it's somehow based on the Coen brothers' experiences as children. So it might be a hard sell in that there aren't any stars. You know, the last film they had Brad Pitt in it. A lot of the critics liked it coming out of the festival. Oprah was there as well. She was not in a film, but she came to support a film that she's an executive producer for, a film called Precious, which is also getting a lot of Oscar buzz. It's a film about an obese African-American teenage girl who is abused and actually carrying the second child that she's had with her father. So it's based on a best-selling novel by the poet Sapphire, it's just also getting a lot of buzz for its performances.
So you think we'll have some good movies to talk about on the show?
Hopefully, yeah, and some great guests.
Well, Emery, thanks for reporting to us on what you saw at the Toronto Film Festival.
Thank you very much, Terry.
Anne-Marie Baldonado is one of our producers. You can read more about her experiences at the Toronto Film Festival on NPR's Monkey See blog at npr.org. And you can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org.